Thank you. Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is April 27th, 2021. We're on day 25 of our Hunga session. The time is 10:01 a.m. And Congressman Potts, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Lord, we thank you for this time today, and we thank you for the ability to serve. Just watch over us and guide us and help us make good decisions that move the Osage Nation in the right direction, that move us forward and that serve our people for years to come. Lord, just guide us and direct us and watch over us today. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Congressman Bickhorst did notify myself and the clerk that he had a doctor's appointment this morning.
Yes.
Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday.
Speaker, I have a question.
Second speaker, go ahead.
So under the approval of the journal, wouldn't they be approving the one from April 23rd rather than the 26th?
On yesterday, yes. Did you hear that, clerk? I don't have a copy in front of me.
Yes, ma'am.
So yes, as of yesterday, they would be approving the 23rd. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the Journal of April 26, 2021 as amended.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the Journal for April 26th as amended and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any
opposed? Yes.
Excuse me. Any opposed say no. Journal is approved. Thank you. Next is reports of select committees. Congressman Keene.
The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met yesterday regarding ONCA 21-26, ONCA 21-40, ONCA 21-45, and ONCR 21-10. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed. 3 yes votes from Keene, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. Next is reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Thank you, Speaker. Members of Congress, Commerce, Gaming, and Land met regarding ONCR 2111, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity to the city of Enid, Oklahoma, and to Enid Municipal Authority. The sponsor is Speaker Pratt. The final committee action was a due pass with yes votes from Good Fox, Shaw, Keene, Lemon, Rivard, and Stabler. And at this time, I'd like to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 2111 on today's agenda on final reading.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to suspend the rules and place ONCR 2111 on third reading after engrossment on today's agenda and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
Speaker.
Congressman Walker, yes, sir. Go ahead. I apologize for that a minute ago. Her hand went up before you spoke. Go ahead.
No biggie. Government Operations Committee met yesterday, considered bill number ONCA 2147, an act to amend ONCA 2073 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $500,000 to the Osage Minerals Council and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Big Horse, Shaw, Keene, and Maker. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 2138, an act to amend 26 ONC section 12-104 to exempt elders and veterans from photo ID issuance fees and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Final committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Big Horse, Walker, Shaw, Keene, and Maker. Speaker.
Go ahead.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 2147 and ONCA 2138 to general order day 2 on today's agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to suspend the rules and advance ONCA 2138 and ONCA 2147 to general order day 2 on today's agenda and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce this morning? Hearing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. I'm reading ONCR 2112, a resolution to publicly censure former Congresswoman Shannon L. Edwards for her actions violating Article 6 and Article 9 of the Osage Nation Constitution while sitting as a member of the Osage Nation Congress. This is my resolution. I'm the sponsor, but I would like to entertain a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 2112 on third reading after engrossment on today's agenda.
I'll move. This is Brandy.
Second.
A motion is made and seconded to advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Kane?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker? Congressman Walker?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Motion fails.
Okay. We are now on General Order Day 1, second reading. I'm reading ONCA 2148. An act to amend ONCA 2076 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $350,000 to real estate services and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm also reading ONCR 2109, a resolution to authorize and adopt the Articles of Incorporation for the Nonprofit Corporation, the place to borrow money to be formed under the Osage Nation Nonprofit Corporation Code. At this time, I would, Congresswoman Good Fox.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2148 and ONCR 2109 on General Order Day 2 on today's agenda.
There's a motion on the floor.
Second.
And seconded to advance ONCA 2148 and ONCR 2109 to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. If everyone's prepared, we'll continue. Otherwise, if you would like to, a recess for those that have been. Congresswoman Good Fox.
I will move to recess for at least 10 minutes.
Second.
All right. Motion's Speaker, made and discuss. Seconded. Okay. I want to discuss. Congressman Walker, go ahead.
Okay, there are a lot of moving parts, including the staff appreciation dinner. I'm just wondering if maybe it would kind of help everybody to take a breath, deep breath, regroup, be aware of what all's on the agenda. Joe and I get the stakes. And maybe 30 minutes, maybe even closer to 11 o'clock. 30 minutes, I'm just trying to go over scenarios. I'm just really throwing this out there for discussion. 10 minutes might work though too. What do you think, Speaker?
Yeah, I was wanting to discuss as well, because we could come back as like you said, maybe 30 minutes as soon as possible to and move in the next hour from 11 to 12. Or we could just leave most of it here, and when we come back from lunch, say 1 o'clock, then just be ready to move everything, since there is it my understanding that the committee meeting was canceled today? Okay. Congresswoman Good Fox.
So I put out a discharge for ONCA 2139, and I've been told that it's reached the number of signatures, so I need to advance that. And I was informed that the bill that's still sitting in commerce for the 1 o'clock was also going to be requested to be discharged, but I haven't seen anything in my emails for that. So
I have the form for 2139 only.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm sorry, Madam Speaker. I did speak with Chair Good Fox of the Commerce Committee, and I have sent a request to Shanna just a few moments ago to discharge the Chapter 4 food code from committee with the intent to strike the section that has waste of game and penalties, due to the fact that that particular topic is already addressed in our current wildlife regulations through the Department of Natural Resources. So I did request that that go out. She just may not have had time to get it there yet. Thank you.
Okay, so it's the intent to withdraw, discharge those, and so there is will not be a committee meeting?
Yes, but I haven't canceled it yet.
Okay.
That's fine with me. Thank you.
All right, well.
I will now.
What? I have ONCA 2139. Discharged. We could move that one. We could recess for just a few minutes and long enough for her to get that bill also moved there. If it will get the signatures, I don't know what anyone plans to do. So, and then do you all want to work on all these amendments, General Order Day 2, prior to lunch, or just be done right now and do everything at 1 o'clock? Second Speaker Rebard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. I guess my question too is, I have two questions. So the discharge, there's three of them, as I understand. And then, so this afternoon, would we also be selecting our committees as well? The Speaker, Second Speaker, and all the committees, or setting them, I guess you'd say?
Yes, if we plan to end today, then that would happen later.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure all the duties that we have today, and so just making everybody aware that that's something else. I'm open. I would like to look at these amendments, though. Recess a little bit to look at those.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Do we want to make the amendment, everybody propose all the amendments before lunch, or just do everything after lunch and take our time all day? Congresswoman Stabler?
I guess I'm making a motion to recess until 11 o'clock so that we can go through amendments.
Motion's made to recess until 11.
Speaker, we had a motion.
I withdraw my motion.
Oh, sorry.
What time did you?
I withdraw my motion.
Oh, 10 minutes. Okay. I apologize for that. All right, that's been withdrawn. There's now a motion to recess until 11 o'clock.
Second.
And seconded.
Speaker, Walker again.
Congressman Walker, go ahead.
Okay. From a logistical standpoint, trying to get steaks, trying to get the grill going, get them cooked, get them down there, in a timely 11 o'clock. I can say, I said 11 o'clock, but the more I think about that, that is about the worst time for
Speaker, I withdraw my motion.
Me to, yeah, I hate to be difficult. My thoughts are either we keep going right now, get everything to third reading, rules and ethics can engross while lunch is being prepared, either that or let's just park where we are right now and reconvene after lunch. I can get behind either one of those two scenarios.
That is personally, that's my preference, which is why I said let's just be done. And everybody knows what needs to happen as far as these bills that are going to move. We need to get the discharges and then just come back at one, but that's just me. So I'm just waiting for it to be a consensus between you all.
Okay, I'll try. Motion to postpone to 1 p.m. Recess, excuse me. Motion to recess to 1 p.m.
There's a motion to recess until 1 p.m.
Second.
And seconded by Congressman Walker. Any more discussion? Hearing none, we are in recess until 1 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you.